This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Straighten up and fly right. You're just now catching on to that.
Well, one of the things that I recognize with you, and Jennifer too, I don't get it with Kenny. Kenny's not somebody who imbibes much. I think you're in the beer market and Jennifer's in the wine market. So I'm not suggesting that you don't control or aren't in control of your zest for a little of the finer spirits of life.
I don't near as much beer as I would like to.
Right, as you would like to? Would like to drink more.
I haven't had a beer in weeks.
Really?
Weeks.
I am shocked to hear that.
Yeah.
No, why not?
When's the last time you had a glass of wine, Jen?
At Barry Farber's event.
Okay.
Two Sundays ago.
All right, so Jennifer asked the question, why? Richie, that's a good question.
Why?
Why?
But just haven't been anywhere where...
So you don't drink it at home around your children and your wife?
I do not drink at home alone.
Ah.
If people come over, if the neighbor stops by or something like that, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I do not... for dinner or just to have a beer, no, I don't.
All right. There's a story that we highlight today at DougStephan.com about black market craft beer from... I don't quite understand what
black
the deal
market
is.
Craft
black
beer.
Market craft beer.
Craft beer, first of all, is so big right now.
Oh, it is.
We've got used to be wine. Now it's all craft.
I'm telling you, when I went to Denver summer,
everybody listening,
Richie's
telling us.
You can't. Every restaurant you go into,
Colorado is big for that.
You go into McDonald's and they have their own craft beers. It seems like.
Well, we have here in Framingham. We have a local guy. A couple of brothers actually started a little craft brewery that has just exploded onto the scene. Everybody in town loves their beer. It's considered a big deal if you have it in your store or you have it in your restaurant. We're going to actually have them, because they supply us with the brewer's grain that we give to the cows, they're going to have a beer tasting in my dairy store.
Smart.
We're going to have beer and milk.
Awesome.
Well, no, you know what you should have is
beer and cheese.
We're going to do that.
Yep, we have that. Anyway, the story is rather interesting. The report is that the influx in demand for all these specialty beers is causing these small batch brewers to sell in secret. They're doing it online, and the markup is astronomical. So I'm wondering, that's why I went to you, Richie, because you're the person here who knows the most about beer. Would you go online and buy, if you heard somebody in another part of the country, they're a friend of yours, like you have your friends in Colorado where you went this summer, and they said, okay, this beer is available, but you can only get so much. You were just talking about tasting how good it was. Would you buy this stuff online and have it shipped to you? Or would you buy it and send it to friends or whatever?
Yes.
This stuff, they call it bootlegging. Price gouging.
Beer is kind of moonshine-ish anyway.
Yeah, right.
So it's not bootlegging. And many craft beers are regional. Most craft beers are regional. So if there's something only available in the West Coast, like, for example, now it's a national beer, but Fat Tire.
Yeah.
Was a Colorado beer. Yeah. And it was only available out there. Now you can get it almost anywhere. But for a long time, I was like, man, that's good stuff. And, you know, so you get it out here when you can. But, yeah, yes, I absolutely would.
All right. So here's a story about something that came from the Stone Brewing Company.
I love Stone out of San Diego.
Yeah. They were selling beer when they first got started in 2002 for $8 a bottle. Now, if you have,
they have big
saved...
bottles.
If you've saved a bottle of this beer from 2002, it's worth $1,000 online.
Wow.
How about that?
Hi, that's so crazy.
Yeah, that is a little crazy.
Because beer doesn't stay good. I mean, wine gets better with age.
I don't know anything about it, does it? Really?
Yeah.
All right. So
I mean, speaking from experience, because I am, you know, I have parties twice a year. I have a Halloween party, I have a Christmas party, and I don't typically drink during the week by myself, like Rich said. And I definitely, if I do, it's wine, it's not beer. So my beer sticks around a long time when I buy stuff for parties. Apparently, my beer has green stuff growing in it because it's a year and a half old.
All right, so Kenny,
I mean, as long as you keep it cold, it should be fine. But yeah, if it goes warm and cold and warm and cold, it's going to go skunk.
The story that we have at DougStefan.com suggests that the overpriced sale of this bootleg beer is not good for the breweries. It's good for the people who have bought it, set it aside. The breweries are not doing this. This is not about the breweries. This is about individuals, if I'm reading this correctly, that put the beer aside hoping to get the same thing as they would get out of a 1850 bottle of wine or something. Is that right?
That's part of it, and it's also people who are making their own.
Right at home?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Brewing and slapping a label on it and trying to pass it off and these other things, too.
Yeah. And you know what else happens in the craft world is that, like, for example, the microbrewery near my house or the restaurant that they have near my house, Dogfish, Dogfish Head Ale.
great name for it. Yeah.
It is. It's a street on an island somewhere in Connecticut, and the guy was just like, okay, that's what I'm going to call my brewery. But they will make a batch of beer and then discontinue it. And a lot of people will go, that was really good stuff, and I can't get it anymore. So if somebody has a bottle of that, that may have value.
Really?
In that it's just discontinued. And a lot of times you will buy grains or, grains or hops or something that you can't get anymore, and it made up a batch of beer. And just because nature didn't recreate those hops or those grains anymore, you cannot recreate that beer.
Huh.
So that's where there might be value in some of this stuff, is just a batch that was made and very popular, very good, and now it's not available.
And that's another part of this, that people are swooping in when they hear there's going to be a limited run of a particular batch, and they will buy it all up and then sit on it for a year.
It's like the pumpkin stuff at Trader Joe's.
So then it doesn't lose it in a year. When does beer begin to lose it?
It'll be fine as long as you keep it cold. The problem
really? Mine lost it after a year.
Yeah.
But you keep it cold?
Funky.
Yeah, in the refrigerator.
Something's funky. Yeah. But, you know, like Dogfish Head near our house, what they will do...
Name. Good God.
What they will do is they have a hop... like this big long tube that they put all these special hops in. And what they'll do is on Wednesday nights, once a month, they'll run one of their beers through this second tube of hops, which gives it this totally stronger and different flavor. So you never know what you're going to get, but it's always really good. Mm-hmm. And they'll, you know, say, hey, we're going to have a hop party, and they've named this thing, this tube, it's called, like, his name is like Edgar or something like that. Edgar's going to be working on Wednesday nights, and you go in and they say, okay, this is the beer that we've selected to run through Edgar, and the beer costs $1 more, $2 more, but it's good stuff. It's
I wish Edgar were going to be working on Tuesday.
I do too. Yeah.
14 past the hour. All right, so that's the story at DougStefan.com. Take the guesswork out before you get in with Delta Temp 2O hand showers and shower heads, exclusively now at the Home Depot. The Delta Tempo. Tempo. Delta.
Temp 2O. I know, it's tricky.
It is. It really is. To say this quickly, I want to say Tempo 2O, but it's the Temp 2O. Their technology includes an LED digital temperature display that shows the temperature of the water in your shower head.
That's cool.
Three color indicators signal the different temperature ranges for easy visual indication. Blue is for cold water. I believe water under 80 degrees is cold. I don't like it. Magenta for 80 to 110 degrees. That's the way I like my swimming pool. And red for greater than 110 degrees, which will burn your butt. Stay out of there, Jennifer. We don't want that butt of yours burned in 110 degree water. Enjoy the convenience of knowing when the temperature is right for you and the peace of mind that the water temperature is safe for your family. Perfect holiday gift for friends and family.
Temp 2O.
I'll be talking about this from now till Christmas, and I don't want to jinx myself by saying I'm going to do the same thing every time I see it. But Temp2O hand showers and shower heads are now available exclusively at the Home Depot.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
You'll find big names at even bigger savings when you shop late Friday and early Saturday at Kohl's.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off all toys from Fisher-Price, Play School, Barbie, and more. Take 30 to 50% off all watches from Bulova, Seiko, Timex, and more. Save extra on kitchen electrics, too, like Keurig, KitchenAid, and Nutribullet. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family packs. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
The Doug Seven Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and the story about honey-do lists. Kenny, does your wife do the honey-do thing with you?
Not too often.
No.
Once in a while.
Richie, honey-do time?
Oh, absolutely. Mostly I make the honey-do list.
Really?
But, yeah, sure.
She does what you ask her to do?
Well,
you make it for yourself, you mean?
No, I mean, when it comes around the house kind of stuff, I'm the one who makes up the honey-do list.
I've never had anybody until now.
I need to paint this door, I need to do this,
right.
I need to do that. Yeah.
I have the honey-do list now. I have,
good. Congratulations.
I write imaginary ones for my cap.
Are you really?
Done.
All right, nice for you. So, the honey-do list, perhaps in your house, depending on where you live, might be an item shorter. You can tell your better half that he or she can't argue it, because scientists say that it is better for you not to rake the leaves.
Hmm.
How about that?
National Wildlife. Don't a lot of people die doing? Oh, no.
No. This is about for the... I believe this. I've never raked leaves. I think it's much better. Grass leaves need to be on the ground.
Yeah,
National Wildlife Federation. No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't. There's a story there. Leave your fallen leaves on the ground. You'll be doing Mother Nature a service, because dead leaves create a healthy habitat for salamanders, chipmunks, earthworms, Richie, all the people or all the things that live in the earth that need food.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Get around,
yeah, get around, round, round. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, get ready to swing. Big story about the founding member of the Beach Boys, Mike Love. One of the founding members, anyway.
Right.
He's the lead singer on Surfing USA, Little Deuce Coupe. He has a book deal. He has an agreement to write a book called Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy. The folks at Random House are ready to go with this. The memoir is scheduled for a release in 2016, during the summer of 2016. Blue Rider is the imprint of Penguin that's doing this. So Love, who's 73, will open up about the band and its complex relationship with each other, including Brian Wilson, his relationship with Brian Wilson, his cousin, and the peak years of this. They've been around forever. 50, didn't they celebrate their 50th year last year?
Yeah, so they're 52, 3 years old.
Yeah,
now.
Right, exactly. Brian Wilson doesn't like Mike Love. Mike Love doesn't like Brian Wilson. They've been fighting over who wrote the songs and who gets the money for years.
Well, I mean, everybody pretty much knows that Brian Wilson was the brains behind the Beach Boys, and that Mike Love was the voice.
He was more the arranger once they got the music on a piece of paper or in their heads. Love was good as a producer, not much good at creating the songs.
Wilson was really the producer, too. I mean, Wilson was the genius behind the harmonies, behind the music, behind how it was recorded.
The harmonies? Crank it up, Richie! Listen to this stuff.
One of my favorite movies ever was to watch that Beach Boys movie where Brian Wilson pretty much had his dad running what he thought was running the control board for mixing down the songs.
Yeah.
But they actually had a control board that wasn't hooked up to anything.
And he was...
So the guy was later on. Yeah, and then he told him, he got so mad at his dad because his dad was basically calling him worthless, that he told him, listen, you haven't been doing anything. That board's not hooked up to anything. We just do it to make it feel good.
Awesome. Yeah, man. Little Deuce Coupe. All right, fine. Let's move on now to our video of the day, something else that's special at DougStephan.com. Actually, the video came to us from our own Michael Fortier, who is leaving us. Features the Holderness family. They have several viral...
I'm excited for this.
Really? You like this stuff?
Well, I like the original song, so let's hear it.
All right, so the latest is a parody of the hit All About That...
Bass.
Oh, okay.
Got
this
it.
Is just in time for Thanksgiving.
You know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Bass, B-A-S-T-E, that's what confused
me. About that bass, more butter. I'm all
more
about
butter.
That bass, about that bass, more butter.
Gotta see
I'm
this, though.
About that bass, about that bass.
Bass.
On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us guys can't make it like this is supposed to do. The dining room, room, we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazine with all the recipes.
I can see why Michael would be attracted to this.
So funny.
Got it, too.
So mommy hands me this and says you gotta stop till every
Richie, yeah. Have we made a deal with Michael to continue to contribute while he's over at WTOP?
No.
What's the deal?
No, he's leaving.
No, no.
Say goodbye. Wave goodbye.
No, no.
Have a good life.
Continue. No, no, no. He won't have a,
wait,
hold on a second. He won't have a good life over there anyway because it's big corporate radio. So he's going to be stuck in a cubicle. He may get more money. He may find himself.
He won't be able to go to the bathroom when he wants to, which is what
bathroom.
One of the big perks he enjoys here.
Yeah,
he can,
exactly.
He can go to the potty anytime he wants to here.
But
that's,
see,
that's over.
This will be something that will. He has the ability to come up with all these things and help us out. After all, the nice things we've done for him over the years, the least he could do is help us out.
I asked him, I said, Michael, what are you going to do when you have to go to the bathroom and there's a big news story break? And he goes, I hope nobody dies in the next 10 minutes.
Anyway, so check out the video of the day. It is worth watching for sure at DougStephan.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
With high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transfer. Transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a good day. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about how to be happy. How to be happy for the rest of your life. There are no excuses, Richie. None. No reason for any of us to be unhappy. It's 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn is happy. Ken Kessler is happy. Richie McFadden is happy. I'm happy. No excuse. You know what they say about excuses, right? I heard the story about excuses.
No.
What? I know what they say about assuming.
No.
I haven't heard
about
excuses.
Well, yes, right. This is cool. When it comes to excuses, it's just like your butt. Everybody's got one and they stink.
Oh.
Okay, next.
According to eyewitness reports, cowboy Pat Ratliff, age 78, won $1,700 from Three Marks in Ardmore, Oklahoma, by tearing a quarter in half.
Whoa, how'd he do that?
To erase skepticism, Mr. Ratliff also took two quarters from the reporter and tore those in half, too. Less than 30 seconds. Among his previous work, Mr. Ratliff tutored actor Robert Duvall to be tough in Lonesome Dove.
Hmm.
78 years old, and he can rip a quarter and a half. He bet these guys. He goes around betting people.
This.
Goes around betting people.
What's his name?
Ratliff.
Robert?
Right. No, Pat.
Pat.
Ratliff. R-A-T-L-I-F-F. He goes right. He sets
right,
people
put
up.
Put in his name and it says Pat Ratliff quarter.
Okay. Well, so.
Let's see.
On the right page then, Richie, anyway. All right, I don't want to spend too much time on that. I've got other things that are important. Let's talk about, as long as I got Richie's attention, all the attention that has been focused on Uber this week. I believe on Monday, we had a discussion, and I didn't realize that there was controversy connected to it, but on Monday we were talking about somehow they got off onto cabbies and onto Uber and the quality of service. I don't even remember why I got on, but was that time we're going to Chicago and using Uber when we get there?
I think so.
Something like that. Anyway, so as a sort of a subset here, Uber has become the subject of a lot of discussion because the publication of a BuzzFeed story this week, which reports one of the executives at Uber planned to dig into the life of a journalist who was criticizing the company. So there have been all kinds of public apologies for this, follow-ups on their practices. So I guess I'm looking at this as a customer, all right? Do I really care that the guy who runs the company seems to be a jerk? Or am I going to not use their service?
It depends. I mean, if they're like racist, you wouldn't go to them, maybe. Right?
No, I wouldn't if they were racist. But this guy's not a racist. He's just apparently doesn't know when to shut up. I'm guessing that that's part of his problem.
Apparently, it's a very aggressively run company.
Yes.
And what happened is this girl that works for BuzzFeed started writing negative stories about it. And Uber, and they were going to spend $1 million to dig up dirt on her and anybody else who had written negative stories about them and start releasing them. And then what we find out is that BuzzFeed apparently is heavily invested in another company, competitor of Uber's, called Lyft.
Ah.
Yeah.
So the story thickens and gets even a little bit deeper. So
great soap opera.
Yeah. And then we also find out that Uber has the ability to and has the information on anybody who gets in one of their cars.
Well, this is what I found interesting.
And can... It's apparently out there and available that if Doug Steffen gets an Uber ride
and from I do
X to X,
yep,
that
my house in Los Angeles to LAX,
that can be tracked.
Tracked by whom? And for what purpose?
Anybody at Uber. And I don't know whether it's public or not.
So
Uber's really in damage control this week. They are...
Well, but they got a good story. If the company that is writing the bad stuff about them is connected to somebody who's a competitor, I mean, that kind of washes it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you would think, but they still are taking the heat because apparently they are very heavily-handed anyway and have a reputation for this. So they're
But they're the only company that does that? You don't think Donald Trump does the same thing?
Oh, no. No, absolutely he does.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if you got the money to do it.
I would say in that Silicon Valley kind of,
That's
you know,
the mentality of people there? Is
the peace, love, and everyone kind of mentality. Yeah.
Peace, love, and get the other guy.
Right.
Right. So, Uber has $1 billion in the bank. Got funding from all kinds of different sources because it works. See, this is how I look at it, especially now that I know that there's another page here. The BuzzFeed story is motivated by the company that owns part of them owning part of another. See, I don't even know who the competition is. Uber has my interest. Actually, I think my daughter talked to me first about them. No, Meredith did. Meredith was using them. And then she used them last night. And then Megan, I was talking to Megan, and she said, oh, yeah, I love them. And then I got them into my iPad. Richie, remember the morning I did this, how satisfied I was?
Yeah.
I was on the air, and I was feeling because I had to go catch a plane later after I got off the air. And I wanted to use Uber, and I had to download an app. So I went to my iPad, and I did the diddle-diddle-diddle that needs to be done. And voila, in like 3 or 4 minutes, I was very pleased with myself. And shockingly, and maybe this feeds back on what you were just saying, no matter where I am, because I've used Uber half a dozen different cities, and when I go to them, they know where I am. They can tell, however that works, whatever, there must be some kind of a cookie or whatever in the download in the app that gives them some kind of fix on your location, so that through GPS technology, when you go there, it brings up where you, at least what I remember, where you last ordered a car. Are you still there, or are you at this place, which is where I was? at that time. Anybody else had that same experience? Anybody else use Uber here besides
me? I've never used Uber before, no. Right.
So the girl that, Sarah Lacey from Pando Daily and who wrote for BuzzFeed, she deleted Uber from her phone and ran a hashtag, delete Uber, because she felt that Uber's misogyny had gotten out of control after they had a campaign. I think this was in the UK.
Yeah.
Where Uber would pair riders with hot chicks. Hot chick drivers.
Really?
So if you were a guy looking for an Uber ride, they had this campaign that would have you being picked up by a hot Uber driver.
No wonder you liked it, Dougie.
No, I didn't have it. I had mostly the people that I had picked me up in Los Angeles, because that's where I use it most, or mostly all Pakistanis or Indians.
Were they hot?
No, not so you'd notice. I remember being
Ashton Kutcher came to the defense of Uber, saying, "What is so wrong about digging up dirt on shady journalists?"
Mm-hmm, nothing. I was in Dallas last year, and I used Uber to get from the hotel. Remember, I went to that convention last year for an overnight in Dallas, and I used Uber. And I remember being astounded, because when I went there, they were not only did they know that I was there. But they had, like, in 4 minutes, the guy would be there. That's what they, I mean, that's what astounds me, is that in 4 or 5 minutes, they get you. You don't have to call ahead for a car. 4 or 5 minutes, somebody's at your door. Bing, bang, boom. Anyway, so that's the story of Uber. I think they'll survive this, don't you? Anybody? Well, you haven't used it, so you don't really get the culture of it. I find it interesting.
Listen to Doug.
Me.
You
well,
guys
that's what
are
I'm
so
saying.
Out of touch. I'm all about Uber.
I am a tech expert here. I know all about this.
No, I'm just saying that really, I'm pleased with myself, frankly.
I'm proud of you, too, actually. Usually, you know, we're on the cutting edge here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Here's an article on CNET, how to delete your Uber account.
Uh-huh. I don't want to delete my Uber account. I want to have it.
Who cares? You'll just use it. Come on.
All right. Speaking of...
Your information's out there. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, right. Let's talk about how to be happy at home, happy at work. Happy. Are you happy? You may be happier than you think you are. Uri Geller and I will discuss that in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service. Because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it. Because what you should be thinking about is switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access Geico online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app. And it's so easy, you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings.
Yeah.
Staples.
All right.
Everything's normal in Uri's house.
Did I just hear you say, before we do that, I want to talk about me? Did you just say that?
No, I want to talk about being happy. That's what I thought about me.
You said me.
Uri Geller.
Happy. Okay, don't worry.
All right, hold on a second. Before we get to whoever it is, you have more people in and out of. Any time I've been at Uri's house, it's always
I keep waiting for the day, because, you know, always when we call Uri, he's like, Doug, I have this guy sitting right next to me. You have to talk to him. I keep waiting for the day when we call Uri and he says, Doug, I've taught my dog how to talk here. Talk to my dog for 3 minutes.
That's possible. I think most anything is possible. Okay, so before we get to this person who's visiting you in your house, I laugh because I know from firsthand experience any number of times, I probably stayed with Uri a couple dozen times anyway, and every day there's somebody different there who's trying to get Uri to support him or her doing something. And that's what I find sort of amusing about the it's a parade of people going in and out of there. So, let's talk about how much happier at work you may be than you think you are. I don't know whether I believe this or not. Survey says 93% of working Americans like their jobs. What's more, 90% say they are proud to tell people about their employer, and a near universal 98% believe that they are successful at what they do. So, do you find that people you talk to, Uri, because people are coming to you and talking to you as an advisor, they want to be happy. Most of the motivation for coming to see you, somebody's got a problem and they want to get rid of it so they can be happier, right?
Absolutely, Doug, and I think happiness begins at home, not at work. If you're happy, if you have a great family, fantastic wife, children, friends, like you are my best friend, so that makes me happy. You bring that happiness into work, and it's almost like an energy projects out of you, and it touches your coworkers, it touches your CEOs, it touches everyone around you. And you have to use your charisma, personality, and character to inject that happiness into others. Happiness, Doug, is something I believe that you are born with. I think it's inside your DNA system, your genes, your chromosome chain. And you, if you're born happy, you will be a happy person, and you'll bring happiness to others around you. It's that simple.
Yeah, it really is kind of simple. People try to make it big work, and it's not. It really is something that is entirely up to you. You cannot become happy because somebody else makes you. You can feel that. It's not somebody else's job to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. You can be happier around certain persons, places, things at work, and that kind of. But you respond, you can make your workplace and your environment and your life in general better by just having a better attitude toward what is the reality of your situation. Everybody's got a different situation.
Very much so, Doug. And let me teach you something that you probably did not know. When you laugh, that's a fantastic energy. But did you know that laughing gives you more health? It energizes your body. But even, now listen to this, yeah, even if you fake a laugh, that kind of tricks the mind. Yeah. The mind doesn't know what's a real laugh and what's a fake laugh.
Really?
So if you fake laugh, the same benefits will overcome your body and it will give you something, a good feeling. But if you start laughing and you fake a laugh, then it will start into a real laugh. So why don't we all start laughing right now for 15 seconds?
Very.
I want to hear you.
All right, okay. All right, who have you got with you in your house? Who's there in your house?
A very nice gentleman called David Morey. David, say hi to Doug and tell him who you are.
Hey, Doug, it's nice to meet you, especially because you're laughing as I meet you. We're having a great time with Uri. He is amazing. And I'll just leave one thing. I wrote a book called The Underdog Advantage, which is what we do in our corporate life, and it's also about our lives. And in terms of happiness, it's all about progress. You know, all the research shows people get happy when they're actually making some progress, moving an inch, a quarter inch forward. It doesn't matter. You feel like you're making motion. You know, it's about motion. And that laughing example that Uri just gave, I think, is that, boy, when you're having a tough day, just remember Uri Geller and do 15 seconds, right? And you're going to start making even more progress.
You know, Uri is one of the most important people in my life. He's a motivator, and that's how I first met him some 20 years or so ago. In terms of motivation, he was and is still, for me and countless others, someone who can get to the heart of things and find always a different way to motivate people, sometimes by thinking, by laughing, crying. Sometimes it's all emotive, and I wonder if that's part of your work as well. I don't know your work, and obviously you're an American. Where do you hail from where?
Well, I come from Washington, D.C., and live in Washington and near Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. But we work around the world for some of the best corporations, tough, you know, smartest CEOs. We've done 16 winning.
What do you do? How do you help them? What do you do?
The world. And what we, yeah, I mean, it's all about the psychology of the underdog. You know, when you have that, I'm going to play a little more offense attitude, psychology, you win, and you're happy.
All right, so, Richie, we need to apply that to us. We need to apply.
Absolutely.
Are you going to enlist Uri to help you do this message-wise in England and elsewhere around the world?
You know that David is also a magician, and
that's how you get together. But he should be. He ought to bring you into his fold to help motivate people. I don't know anybody who's a better motivator than you. Check out Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Albino.
Who's the albino?
He's the one who killed the man with the scar.
You said you killed the man with the scar.
I did, except he killed him after I killed him. See, I didn't really kill him. I just stabbed him with the needles. Right after he heard the cuckoo.
There we go, Reggie.
Girl, and I'm a nice guy, and you're very pretty with or without cleavage. And what do you say? Would you like to take a shower?
I don't pick up strange men.
Well, that's your problem.
So, why don't you try it?
I get what they're saying about cleavage. That's not her strong point, right, Jen?
I'm sorry, what?
Hi, there's Barry Manifold. Saying you're ready to take a chance again from the movie Foul Play, which was big during this time in 1978. My God, that long ago. Woo-wee. She's 69. Can you believe that? Today's her birthday. Goldie Hawn is 69 today.
And remember where she got her start?
On Laughing.
Laughing, that's right. It's a go-go
dancer.
Looks
great.
She was.
You're almost 70. She looks fabulous.
Good for her. All right, back
just
now.
Just in the movie theater.
What?
The dead body. It's gone. It vanished.
Well, maybe he was embarrassed.
What do you think of her career? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Now we've done movies.
She had a very nice career.
You think it's over?
Do I think it's over? Well,
her career,
I
Goldie Hawn's career.
She's going to do a series for HBO. I don't know if that's going to materialize or not, but I heard that was, in the last 6 months, I heard that was the game plan.
Really?
What she was going to do. But she had a great career. I believe it, that's actually my wife's favorite film, Foul Play.
Is it?
We have a sort of diverse household. My wife's favorite film is Foul Play. My favorite film is The Poseidon Adventure. And my 9-year-old daughter Sydney's favorite film is Dawn of the Dead from 78. So
of course it is.
Oh, I hope you're saving now for therapy later.
All right. So Chuck Curry is here with a rundown of the new movies that are out this weekend and his prediction for what he thinks will be the number one movie of the weekend up next year on Good Day.
Oh, no.
What?
You just keep on talking.
Really? I don't have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then we can say duh for movie predictions.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right.
Duh.
All right. So what's the movie? Is it that's the latest in the series. How many of these movies are they going to produce, by the way, Hunger Games?
One more.
After this one?
They did two. This is a third one. It's called Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. It's expected to do around $150 million this weekend. I went to my community theater showing it. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I watched the crowd come in and leave when it was over. And the consensus when it was over is a lot of people I spoke to found it somewhat boring, and they were disappointed, although the reviews are around 60% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. It's not going to stop it from making a lot of money. The next installment, I believe, comes out 1 year from now.
This is the dumbest movie.
Did you see any of them, Richard?
Well, no, I saw the first one, and it was good. It was good. But this movie
It's all about people chasing other people, right?
Yeah. But that
and
aside.
Children.
Okay. So the second and third movies were filmed together. This movie is the first half of that. And basically what it all is the setup of the third movie, and it, like, just abruptly ends, like...
And the last one you mean, or this one?
This one. This one was filmed together.
So you haven't seen it. How do you know?
Because I heard reviews of it.
Huh.
And they basically
said... You know what? Let me just say, I was speaking to my wife going home in the car about that. She brought up that same point of how many people want to see a movie that basically abruptly ends and you have to wait a year to see the next one. Well, in 10 years, you won't worry about it because it'll be one long movie, sort of like the way Back to the Future 2 ended and you had to wait 6 months to see Part 3.
Yeah,
now,
people want to walk out of the theater with a little bit of...
You're going to watch it as one long movie. So I don't think that's an accurate... It's a fact of the movie-going experience, but over time it'll be somewhat dispelled. I got a few movie news items of interest. Warner Brothers is planning the end of the world novel, The Stand, into a four-part movie adaption. It was done as a miniseries in the 80s with Gary Sinise and Rob Lowe. I thought it was one of the best miniseries ever. That production should start sometime in the next year. Do you ever see The Stand, Doug?
The what?
The Stand.
Stephen King. The
no,
Stand.
I don't see anything Stephen King is responsible for. Not going to go
very good
that.
Miniseries. Really? And Penelope Cruz reportedly will be the female lead with Ben Stiller in Zoolander 2, which has finally been
another waste of time.
Wow.
All right, what do you make of reports today that Angelina Jolie is going to quit acting and focus on her directing? That movie Maleficent, we talked about it earlier this week, how much money that thing made? As horrible as everybody said it was?
No, my kids and my wife
horrible.
Saw
it.
It
was great.
Wow.
It was a great movie.
She made $700 million. Of which 10% is hers.
Yeah.
So she gets $70 million for directing that movie.
Not a bad way to make a living, Doug.
Not a bad way, really. How about we do that? We all start our own film production company, Chuck. What do you think?
That's
Chuck
good.
Curry Productions.
Sign me up.
Yeah. No, we're going to have your name as the headline.
We can get John Travolta.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.